This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I didn't comment on this verse in the first service, but I do want to talk about verse 3 that says, "The man who loves God is known by God." God knows the people who love Him. Maybe that's why Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." That's the greatest commandment, because we know the people that love us. Let's be honest for a minute. You know the people you work with, the people in your family and in your extended family that really care about you. You have a sense. I think when you work with people, you have a sense when you're around people, even in your own family and extended family. You know the people that really care about what your welfare and your well-being. And so you know the people that love you. And God is the same way. God knows the man, the woman, the young person who loves Him with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all our minds. So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. But not everybody knows this. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. I want to talk about example for a minute, because Paul's talking about example. Some people, to see another person eating meat sacrificed to an idol would be a real hassle for them, a real hang-up, a stumbling block, something they would trip over. And so Paul is saying, be careful. In fact, he'll say it stronger in the next section about don't let your liberty and your knowledge be an excuse to cause somebody else to stumble. Somebody's pointing their finger at you and watching what you're doing as a Christian. And you know what? You don't even know it. There may be a child who's observing your language. There's a child observing your behavior. There's a child observing the way you treat your wife or husband. There's a child watching something. There's a neighbor watching you. There's a coworker watching you. And all I'm saying is this: people do watch our behavior. I'm saying simply this: be aware of the fact that you carry the name of Christ. And for some people, that's a big deal who aren't Christians. For some people who aren't believers, it's a big deal that you carry the name of Christ and they observe how you conduct your life. Let's bring up the next section, starting at verse 9. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. What a statement. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall. What would happen if a man in this room today read that last verse 13 and said, I don't want to do anything to cause my brother in Christ to stumble, so therefore there's something in my life, and they identify what it is right now in their minds and say, I will never do this again.
Well, did you know you can find our program on iTunes? Just put the word Cross Hope in the search line of iTunes and they'll connect you with our podcast. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.